On today's Kids Corner, Liz and his sister Linda learn that life isn't always fair. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Saturday morning at Big Daddy-O's Ice Cream Parlor is always a busy time. Liz and Lucille are doing their part to keep their favorite hangout in business.
So, can I get you another malt, Maury?
No, thanks. You and Lucille have already bought me three.
Well, actually, we just wanted to get more information from you about the Lawn and Garden Competition.
Yeah. You mean the Young Lizard Lawn and Garden Society's competition?
That's the one.
Tell us more about it.
Well, the YLLGS has a contest every year at this time to see who can do the best job cleaning up a yard damaged by winter, snow, and ice.
Is it too late to sign up?
No, not at all.
Oh, cool.
In fact, I've got a form right here. Just fill it out, and you two can start working as a team.
Oh, that's loud?
Oh, we encourage it.
Okay, what about the prizes?
Oh, yeah.
What are the prizes? What do we win? What do we get? Come on.
You mean besides the satisfaction of improving the natural environment?
Yeah, Maury, besides that.
Well, let's see. Third place is a complete set of vegetable seeds.
Oh,
perfect
on.
For starting your own garden. You can grow all your own vegetables.
Vegetable seeds?
Yeah.
Well, what's the second prize?
Second prize is a set of
gardening
tools.
Oh. What's the first prize?
A pair of designer cell phones. Okay, listen. It's all written down here, along with the contest rules.
Okay.
I gotta get going. Hey, thanks for the malt.
Oh, sure.
Okay, no problem. I think Liz and I are gonna do this.
And you know, I think we're gonna win.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's great, you guys. I like your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Good luck. See ya.
Okay, bye, Maury.
Bye. Lucille, we are so gonna win this thing.
Great, let's do it.
Yeah, okay, now let me see the paper. Designer phones in designer colors. I think I'm gonna get mine in avocado green.
Oh, I want mine in cranberry red.
Cranberry?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's gross.
I'll cut it out. What's the diff? They still do the same thing.
Okay. Oh, these phones are gonna be so cool,
Lucille. Yeah?
We'll be able to call each other anytime we want.
Oh, yeah, and we'll even be able to send text messages.
And pictures.
Oh, this is gonna be so great. I've never had a phone before.
You know, I never even realized I needed a phone before I saw this.
Yeah.
I simply cannot believe I have lived 10 years without instant text messaging.
Hey, what are you two talking about?
Oh, hey, Linda. We're just talking about winning telephones.
They're so cool.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to talk to Mom about that first.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you doing here, Linda?
Oh, I'm meeting Cindy. Oh, there she is. See you two later.
Bye.
Bye.
Linda, we're over here.
Who's your friend?
Her name is Linda.
Oh, she's kind of cute.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Linda. I want you to meet Nanny. Hi. Nanny, this is Linda.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Oh, I meet to please you, too.
Linda! Linda! Huh? Are you okay? Huh?
Oh, yeah. I was just...
It's okay. I meet lots of people like that. I must have a gift.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Would anyone like a malt? My treat.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay, Cindy, tell me quick, where did you meet Manny?
He's my cousin.
Your cousin? So he's not like your boyfriend?
No, he's not like my boyfriend.
Oh,
I mean, he's not even my boyfriend.
Cute.
Well, he said you were cute, too.
He did?
Yeah.
When did he say that?
When you were walking over to the table.
Really? He really said that? Oh, you wouldn't lie to me, Cindy, would you?
No, I mean, he really said that.
Oh,
Linda, calm down. He's coming back.
Oh, how do I look? Oh, I should have put some makeup on.
Oh, you look fine.
Here you go. I got this one for you, Linda.
Oh, Mosquito. Oh, my favorite.
No, you always hate it.
No. Oh, no. You had me mixed up with some other girl.
Oh, that would be a shame.
Linda was smitten. She thought Manny was the cutest lizard she'd ever seen. And Manny seemed to think she was pretty nice as well, even though she couldn't speak in coherent sentences. Manny asked Linda to go to a movie with them that night. Of course, Linda said,
Yeah, I'd love to.
That night, Linda was getting ready to go out.
Linda, may I come in?
Oh, sure, Mom.
Hey, where are you off to tonight?
Oh, Cindy and I are just going to a movie with her cousin Manny.
Oh.
Maybe go to Big Daddy-O's after.
Oh, and don't be home too late. Remember, tomorrow's church.
Oh, we won't be.
Oh, Linda, you're growing up so much. Even using lipstick.
Oh, Mom, don't be mushy.
Although soon you'll be dating. Oh, Linda, oh, you have to be careful.
Swallow lipstick.
Put your hands over your head.
That's better.
Okay, maybe you should lay off the lipstick for a while, hmm? Maybe you're not quite ready for that.
Oh, Mom.
Have fun. Be good. And don't forget to knock on my door when you get home so I know you're okay.
I will, Mom.
Linda did have fun. She and Cindy and Manny went to a sappy chick flick. And when Linda cried, Manny handed her a handkerchief.
Dry your tears with this.
Later that night, they ended up at Big Daddy-O's, and Linda was more smitten than ever.
So, Linda, how did you like the movie?
Oh, it was nice.
So, what type of things do you like to do?
Poetry.
Really?
Uh-huh. Music.
Oh, you like music too?
Well, she has a great music collection.
Maybe I can come over and see it sometime.
I think that's a yes, Manny.
Linda had a great time with Manny and Cindy. They stayed at Big Daddy-O's talking and joking until well past their curfew. When she returned home, all the lights were off and everyone was in bed. She tapped her mom's door, letting her know she was home, then walked quietly to her room and climbed into bed and fell asleep. But morning arrived much quicker than she had planned.
Time to get up, Linda.
Oh.
Time for church. Come on, get up.
Oh, I don't feel good.
Well, that's because you were up so late.
Oh, no, I really don't feel good. My stomach hurts.
Well, you don't look so good either. Oh. What did you eat?
Oh, popcorn, soda, two malts, hot maple sundae.
You ate a hot maple sundae?
Oh, I split it with Cindy. Oh.
Anything else?
A couple chocolate-covered dragonflies.
Oh, that's what you had to eat last night? Well, no wonder you don't feel well.
What?
Well, there's no food in your food.
Oh.
It's all junk. I guess you'll just have to stay home. I must say, I am disappointed in you, young lady. You should know better than to stay out late on a Saturday night eating all that junk food. Now, if this is what I can expect from you on Sunday mornings, maybe you won't be going out on Saturday nights.
Oh, well, it just happened one time. It won't happen again.
You just see that it doesn't, young lady.
Oh.
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
While Linda slept in her bed at home, Liz and Lucille were both at church, still trying to figure out how they would win the cell phones.
Well, I've mowed the lawn for my dad plenty of times.
Well, your dad's not going to let us do major repairs to his yard.
No, it doesn't need any.
Neither does my family's.
You got any better ideas?
Not yet.
I couldn't help overhearing what you two were saying.
Oh, hi, Mr. Gower.
Yeah, Liz and I are looking for some yard work to do for the YLLGS.
What's that?
The Young Lizard Lawn and Garden Society.
Oh, have you ever done any yard work?
Oh, yeah, I help my parents all the time.
Yeah.
Mowing, mulching, trimming, weeding, whacking, and bagging?
Oh, sure, all the time.
Well, good, because I've got a yard that needs some work. I'm
really?
Looking for someone to help me with it.
Us?
There's a couple of things you need to understand.
Like what?
First of all, it's not just a little yard work.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a lot of yard work.
All right.
Okay.
Secondly, it has to be done by next Saturday.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm having a garden party, and I want the place to look nice.
Great. Well, there's no school this week, so that'll help.
So how about it, Liz? I'm up for it.
Oh, me too.
Great. You two know where I live.
Yeah.
Come by tomorrow morning. We'll get you started.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Gower.
Thanks a lot.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Yeah.
Liz, this is great. Yeah. We work at Mr. Gower's house for a week. We make it look really nice.
You know, I've seen it, Lucille. It's a dump.
Well, that's just what we need. Wait until Maury sees what a good job we do.
Yeah, six more days and we can reach out and touch anybody we want.
For the next 4 days, Liz and Lucille cut, trimmed, mulched, whacked, and bagged most of Mr. Gower's yard.
Lucille, who are you going to call first?
Everyone I know. In alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't enjoy the work they were doing. They weren't even very good at it. But they worked hard, knowing that at the end of the week, they would have what they wanted. Meanwhile, Linda was spending as much time with Cindy and Manny as she could. But she had no idea how things were about to take a turn.
Listen, I was wondering if you wanted to go to the mall with me tonight.
Me?
Sure, you. Cindy is grounded and can't stay out after 5. I guess her parents weren't happy with her coming home so late the other night.
Mine too.
So, anyway, do you want to meet me at the mall, say, 6 o'clock?
Sure.
All right, I'll see you then.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I've been working at Mr. Gower's house for the last 4 days. I'm so tired, I think my tail is about to fall off.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, what are you in such a good mood about?
Oh, nothing.
The last time I saw you this happy was when I flipped over my bike and sprained my ankle. I don't look that bad, do I?
No, baby brother. Hey. It's got nothing to do with you this time.
Oh, good. I was afraid I was in worse condition than I thought.
Oh, oh, not at all.
Good. Oh, man, I need to take a shower.
Shower? Oh, no, you can't.
What?
Oh, I mean, I need to take a shower. I need to get myself cleaned up.
Linda.
I'm going out tonight.
Come on, Linda. I'm dirty and disgusting.
You can wait.
Oh, man.
But Linda was off like a shot. There was no way that Liz could have beat her to the shower. Liz waited outside the door, and for the first time in his life, was anxious to take a shower. Eventually, Linda was done.
Oh, finally.
But Linda had other things she needed to take care of.
Come on, Linda! It's my turn!
Sorry, Liz. Can't hear you with the hair dryer on.
Oh, man.
Finally, Linda was done drying and styling her hair.
I'm gonna have to go to bed soon.
Then she started in with the moisturizer and the makeup.
Linda! I smell like a landfill out here.
I'm almost done.
Yeah, I've heard that before. That's when you're down to 2 hours and counting.
I heard that.
If I had my phone now, I could call Lucille. Of course, she's probably in the shower.
Finally, Linda was finished. She was all dressed up, looking nice and ready to go out. She opened the door to the family bathroom with a flourish, announcing her presence to Liz.
Ta-da! Oh, cut it out. I didn't take that long.
Linda met Manny at the mall, and together they went shopping. Manny even bought her an ice cream cone.
He's so dreamy.
You've got some ice cream on your lip.
Oh, sorry.
Linda! Yoo-hoo! Linda!
Oh, hi, Marion.
Oh, wow. So who's your friend?
Oh, Marion? This is Manny. Manny, this is my friend Marion.
Hello, Marion.
Oh, he kissed my hand. How suave.
Yes, I thought so too.
Would you care to join us as we shop?
Oh, I don't think she wants to. Could I?
Of course. You would be most welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
It is my pleasure.
So, Manny, are you from around here?
Yes, and no. I'm staying with my aunt and
my
uncle.
My friend Cindy's parents.
Yes, Cindy's parents, but I will be going home next week.
Oh, too bad. We could use someone with some class at our school.
You know, I was just saying.
All the other boys are a bunch of knuckleheads. They never kiss your hand.
Oh, it is such a small thing.
Well, Manny isn't going.
Is that the new Skin Deep CD? Oh, I love them.
I have all their CDs.
I like Skin Deep too.
Which one is your favorite?
I like them all. Their earliest music is my favorite.
I love their early music.
Well, I don't have any of their CDs.
Which
but
is
I
your
do
favorite?
I don't know.
My favorite. is friends, lizards, countrymen.
Oh, great. CD.
Do you want to see the CD I bought?
I'd be happy to see what you bought.
Well, I don't know how much longer I can stay out. I mean, I have
Would you like to sit down?
I would.
Here you go. Let me pull out a chair for you.
Oh, Manny, you are such a gentleman.
You think so?
What's that, Linda?
What? Me? I didn't say anything. I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Hey, you've got some ice cream or something on your lip.
Why don't you go take care of that while Marion and I walk around?
Oh, Manny.
See you later, Linda.
Yeah, later.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Friday morning, the day Maury was coming to inspect the job Liz and Lucille were doing at Mr. Gower's house. Lucille arrived at Liz's house early, making sure he didn't oversleep on such an important day.
Come on, Liz! We need to get over to Mr. Gower's house right now, now!
Okay.
Why are you sleeping in the hallway?
Liz and Lucille arrived at Mr. Gower's house ready to work and ready to show Maury all that they'd done. When they arrived, there was a surprise waiting for them.
What's all this? What's going on?
Why are these guys working on Mr. Gower's yard?
Hello, Liz, Lucille.
Mr. Gower. Yeah, I
thought you could use a little help today.
Help?
My party is tomorrow.
But Mr. Gower, we were supposed to do all the work ourselves.
Yeah, if Maury sees these guys doing the work, we're going to be disqualified.
Yeah, and we won't get the designer cell phones for first place.
But I need to do something.
What?
Frankly. You two weren't going to get the job done in time.
Well, you know.
I couldn't have 75 people walk in my yard tomorrow. That would look like something from a war movie.
I just wish you'd said something.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like someone's here to see you.
Yeah?
Great. It's Maury.
Oh, no.
Well, now our goose is cooked.
We don't eat goose.
Lucille, it's just a saying.
Oh, well, here's another one.
What?
Let's go face the music.
Man. Hey, listen, Lucille, I see you're using motorized equipment for this job.
Yeah.
And even more to the point, you're not using it.
I know. Mr. Gower hired these guys to finish the job.
Yeah, he didn't think we could have it done by tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, you realize that according to the rules of the competition and the YLLGS, that you forfeit?
We know.
Yeah, we get it.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Yeah,
well, you'll know better next time.
We knew better this time. It was Mr. Gower that broke the rules.
Doesn't matter. We still lost.
Yeah.
Liz and Lucille were pretty upset about being disqualified from the competition. But when Liz got home, he found someone who was even more upset than him.
Hey, Linda. Yeah, I know how you feel.
Bet you don't.
Bet I do.
Bet you don't.
Bet I do.
Hey. What's gotten into you two?
Lucille and I just got disqualified from the Young Lizard Lawn and Garden Society's landscape competition.
What happened? What did you do, Liz?
We didn't do anything. It was Mr. Gower.
What did Mr. Gower do?
He hired a landscaping company to come finish our job. Mm. They came in with these big things that dig and these other big things
that he probably wanted to get it done for his garden party tomorrow.
Well, that's what he said. Mm. Well, then Maury came and saw them working, and so now we're disqualified.
Well, I'm sorry, Liz.
We really had our hearts set on winning. The first prize was a set of designer cell phones. I was going to get mine in avocado green.
Well, you never asked your father and I if you could have a cell phone.
I was going to later.
Uh-huh.
You know, they do say it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
That's not a good policy to follow, Liz.
No.
And in this case, it still wouldn't have worked. Huh? We still wouldn't let you have a cell phone.
Why not?
Well, there's no reason a young person needs a cell phone.
I didn't say I needed it. I just wanted it.
Well, you're not going to have it.
Oh, well, I'll say. All thanks to Mr. Gower.
Liz, you're going to find that life is filled with disappointments.
Yeah.
People, even your friends and family, are going to disappoint you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we even disappoint ourselves.
Yeah.
Even though it hurts, Liz, we need to remember it's not the end of the world.
Oh, but
we learn from it and we move on.
But Mom, other Christians shouldn't disappoint us.
Well, even they will, though. You know why?
No.
Because we all make mistakes. Even your mother.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
The best thing to do when we're disappointed is to learn from it and move on.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go to my room, Mom, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Now, Linda, is there something you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I guess. Mom, well, when you were my age, were you ever interested in boys?
Well, yes. Yes, I was.
Did they ever break your heart?
Oh, I sometimes thought so, but it turned out my heart was just fine. Oh, let me guess. You had a crush on someone.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a crush on you.
Well, I thought he did. But then he met Marion, and he forgot all about me.
Oh, can I tell you a little secret? You won't like it, but you need to know it.
Well, sure, go ahead.
You're going to have lots of crushes in your life, and they're all going to be important.
They are?
Yes, because each one will help you discover what kind of a person you'll want to marry someday. But in all of this, Linda, it's much more important for you to focus on being the person God wants you to be.
Well, isn't that just going to happen?
Oh, no. Not without some serious effort on your part. In every aspect of your life, including your dating life, you're going to need to decide whether you're going to live your life for yourself or for God.
Really?
Well, think about it. Who you decide to marry many years from now is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. You need to be praying about that now.
Well, but I'm not getting married for a long time.
Oh, that's true. Do you know that your father and I are praying for the man you're going to marry already?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know who he is.
Oh, God does. That's what's important. If you follow his plan for you, all the other things will fall into place.
You mean everything will be exactly the way I want it to be?
No, I didn't say that. God's plan for our lives may not be exactly the way we want it to be, but God's plan is better for us than any we'd plan for ourselves.
Oh, but I just hate being disappointed all the time.
In the Bible, God says, "Those who put their hope in me will not be disappointed."
Oh, that's a nice little promise.
Take it to the bank, Linda. If God says it, you can believe it.
Yeah, I guess. So, this whole thing with Manny probably isn't the end of the world?
No, it isn't.
Oh, still, I think I'm going to wait a little longer before I start dating.
Ah, I think that's probably a good idea, Linda.
Mom?
Mm-hmm?
Do you think I could get a cell phone?
I think we need to talk about that one, too.
Everyone, no matter who they are, is going to be disappointed someday. Sometimes there are little disappointments. Sometimes there are big disappointments. At least they seem like big disappointments. While you're growing up and making decisions, not everything you do is going to work out exactly as you want it to. What's important to remember is that it's not the end of the world. In Isaiah 49, verse 23, God's word says, "Those who hope in me," meaning God, "will not be disappointed." Linda's right. That is a great promise to remember.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.